news stories now, including the disappearance of a historic tram pole, and buses are set to replace trains over Christmas. But first, an angler got a bit of a shock.
A man who was angling for some hidden treasure got more than he bargained for in the River Wensum. For the unsuspecting Helsden fisherman caught a grenade on the end of his line. The man was magnet fishing when he landed the Second World War bomb at the bridge on Marlpit Lane. He took it home before calling the police a few hours later. Police put a cordon in place and the grenade was destroyed. In a controlled explosion at the Marlpit Community Garden, which is next to the river, the blast shook the homes of people living in nearby Helsden.
Two men have been charged by police in South Yorkshire after violence erupted following Norwich's 1-0 away victory against Sheffield United. Canaries fans were attacked by rival supporters as they left Bramall Lane, with two men left seriously injured. South Yorkshire police said that they have now charged two men from Sheffield in relation to a dispute outside the ground. But the force said both men were not connected to the assault on the two Norwich men who had to be taken to hospital for treatment. Norwich City Football Club said it had since written to the English Football League voicing strong concerns about incidents which took place during and after the match. Meanwhile, Sheffield United Football Club said it was holding a full post-match investigation and was reviewing CCTV footage.
Norfolk Constabulary's Chief Constable Simon Bailey has admitted police may need to work with so-called paedophile hunters despite claims that groups are putting children's lives at risk. Mr. Bailey, who is the national lead for child protection at the National Police Chiefs Council, made the concession after a BBC investigation found a rise in evidence from the groups being used in court. It was revealed that while 11% of court cases in 2014 for the crime of meeting a child following sexual grooming used vigilante evidence, this rose to 44% in 2016. The vigilante groups often pose as children online and film people they meet. But Mr. Bailey told the BBC, these vigilante groups are putting the lives of children at risk. They might not perceive it that way, but they are potentially compromising our operations. However, despite police across the country urging the groups to stop, this had not happened. Now, Mr. Bailey said, police may have to work with the groups in the future. He said, I think that's something we're going to have to potentially have to look at. Yes, but it comes with some real complexity. I'm not going to condone those groups, and I would encourage them all to stop. But I recognise that I'm not winning that conversation. He added, the groups are not the solution to the threat of grooming. The solution is the service providers ensuring children can use the web safely. We are doing more to protect children than ever before. We cannot meet the threat alone. The time has come for tech companies to meet their moral and social responsibility.
A new free school in Norwich, which offers much-needed places for children with autism, has welcomed its first pupils. The Wherry School on Hall Road opened last week with its first 48 pupils, 4 years after the initial bid to see it become a reality was lodged. The purpose-built school, which will eventually take up to 100 children diagnosed with Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD, has specialist classrooms and spaces and areas for support professionals to work in, with its pupils who are aged between 4 and 19. It has been built to ease the strain on special school places and has been welcomed by both parents and teachers around the county.
No trains will run on a section of the rail line between Norwich and London, Liverpool Street, for 10 days over Christmas, rail bosses have announced. and the £250 million project to upgrade 6 miles of overhead wire means that passengers will also face disruption at weekends from October to December, says Network Rail. Network Rail says that once the works at Ilford is complete, the stretch from Chelmsford to Seven Kings will have had new wire installed, which will mean fewer delays. But in the meantime, it will cause difficulties for people travelling at weekends, in the run-up to Christmas and over the festive period itself. Trains will not run between Liverpool Street and Ingatestone on a number of weekends and from December the 23rd until January the 1st, with buses connecting passengers with the London Underground Central Line connection with Newbury Park. Jamie Burless, Greater Anglia Managing Director, said, "We will make sure that customers can complete their journeys during all periods of engineering works, even if a part of it is by bus. Our rail replacement bus service operates very smoothly with extra staff on hand to direct customers to the right bus. These works are crucial if we are to get the modern railway we need in East Anglia, and combined with the new trains we're getting to replace every single train on our network should lead to a transformed railway for us all."
A scientific research park in Norwich opened its doors to children and adults over the weekend to mark its 50th anniversary. Visitors to the John Innes Centre had the chance to extract DNA, hunt for new antibiotics, and learn more about the importance of insects. As part of the weekend's open day, they were also given guided tours of its laboratories and greenhouses, as well as access to its rare books collection. This year is the 50th anniversary of the centre's relocation from Bayfordbury in Hertford to Norwich. Since then, it has made a wealth of significant global breakthroughs in the world of food, farming and health. They include a semi-leafless pea bred at the Institute, which has led to easier harvests and less damage from fungal disease, and the creation of an antioxidant-rich purple tomato.
It was a popular mode of transport for thousands of people across Norwich in days gone by. But one of the last reminders of the city's former tram system, a cast-iron tramway pole converted into a decorative lamppost on the busy junction of West Pottergate, Hayham Road and Earlham Road, was taken down. It was removed because of safety reasons, according to a Norfolk County Council spokesman. The tram pole, which was hosting a street light, has been replaced with a modern lamppost to the annoyance of an amateur historian. Mark Rhodes, a customer service assistant from the Norwich Mile Cross area, spotted the change over the weekend. He said the old pole had stood there for more than 100 years. "It is very disappointing it has gone. A bit of local history has vanished. Tramway poles would have been very common at one time, but it is a shame that it has gone because it was a unique reminder of the Victorian period. The tram system was transport for the masses." Norwich's tram network replaced horse-drawn bus services in 1900. The city's final tram ran on December the 10th, 1935, to make way for buses. A council spokesman said, "This lighting was updated in 2009 and the pole was decommissioned but not removed at that time due to its historic nature. A recent structural inspection concluded that as there was considerable corrosion to the attachments on the pole, and much of it was in poor condition, unfortunately there was no alternative but to remove the pole on safety grounds. It has been removed in one piece and is now in safe storage, and we're happy to discuss suggestions about its use."
A call handler based in Norwich from the region's ambulance service has been shortlisted for a national award. Liam Harcourt, who works for East of England Ambulance Service NHS Trust, EEAST, made the final cut for the International Academy of Emergency Dispatch IAED Awards, UK Dispatcher of the Year. The award identifies and recognises individuals who have made the most significant contributions to further values and the mission of the Academy through personal action. The call Mr. Harcourt was nominated for concerned a person who was considering suicide. Chief Executive Robert Morton said, "Congratulations for being shortlisted for this prestigious award. It is truly impressive, given the enormity of the challenges faced daily."